Our next reader, well, we're welcoming her back, Yanni Crook. Yanni hails from Calgary, Alberta, but isn't a conservative. She is in her first year of her MA in the English and Creative Writing at Concordia. She lives with her cat, Gigi, who does her writing for her in exchange for room and board. Yanni and Gigi were recently published in Concordia's Headlight Anthology and Nod Magazine.
Hi, thank you. This is from a story I recently wrote called Maison du Sexe. I get in after my dad. I spent an hour or so walking around. The jazz festival is on right now, going on right around us, right below us. I wandered through the crowds and listened to some music on the big stage for free. My dad is not a jazz fan, and we don't have tickets for any of the shows. We're not in town for the music anyway. I stopped at the cafe where we've eaten breakfast the past few days and had two beers. I'm sitting on the windowsill again, watching a woman dance in the backlit window of the Maison du Sexe. She's pretty thin, and her breasts bounce easily, swayed this way and that. I'm a little buzzed. It is hot in this room, humid too. The air conditioner motors along, producing nothing but a grating, grinding sound. Shouts and strains of music from the street bleed through the closed windows, and I know it will be difficult to sleep tonight. My father gets back from the washroom, and I leave, my toothbrush and toiletries in hand. It's not connected, the washroom. Another reason the place is so cheap. When I return, my father is sitting on his bed in his pants and his undershirt. His feet are bare, and he is holding one of them in his lap. It is time for the operation. Do you have a pin? What? That's not sanitary. Just find a pin. I sigh and roll my eyes and go through my makeup bag. There, at the bottom, is a safety pin coated in bits of face powder and lint. Okay, give it to me. Just a second. I go to the bathroom and soap it up, run the pin under hot water. Back in the room, I give it to him. There are blisters between his toes, on the soles of his feet, on his heels. Geez, Dad, you need better shoes. I was looking. There are some nice ones. Did you try any on? Not yet. Maybe tomorrow. He punctures a blister between his pinky toe and the next one. A pimple of liquid oozes out slowly. He squeezes the skin and the blister empties itself. I hand him a tissue. Buy new shoes tomorrow. This is crazy. I know. I know. I should have brought the other shoes. I don't know why I didn't bring the other shoes. Okay, and a different section from the story. I had a panic attack on the plane right before we landed. I had just enough time before the seatbelt sign blinked on to have the panic attack in the washroom. Actually, I don't even know if it was a panic attack. I stood there shaking and sweating, my teeth kind of chattering. I felt like I was going to die or cry. I wanted to demand that the plane be turned around. I did some deep breathing, the kind of thing that is supposed to calm you down. A voice came on over the PA and told everyone to sit and buckle up. What good being buckled up would do in a crash landing, I don't know. But I was calm enough to go sit down to look out the window. It's not the flying that scared me. It was the moving. I've never moved before, not to another city. Moving without friends or furniture or anything that is familiar, it scared me. When we landed, the heat was oppressive and I started to sweat immediately. We got our luggage and a cab and we were off. It was when I started to see the city a bit, the lights hovering in the skyline, that I started to feel better. I knew I'd be okay. I know now, because I'm lucky. It says so in a birthday book that my friend lent me. July 12th. People born on July 12th are lucky. I'm born on July 12th. It all works out for people like me. Thank you.
Thank you, Yanni.